from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Malzy's going to be happy with this one, Joel. Are you aware that this is one of his favorite bands?
It's a really good one, too, yeah. Donnie. It's also from a Madden soundtrack.
I think Guitar Hero, too, I want to say.
I wouldn't be shocked.
It would make sense. It would make sense. Donnie, football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. If you love or hate the music choices, blame him. Last night it was Dad Rock Wednesday with myself and Charlie Borges. We had a very good time. Music pretty similar tonight. A little bit more on the alternative side than necessarily Dad Rock, but sometimes those can commingle. And that's all right. Right now, we go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find the great Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, another year out in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. How is it in 2024 with a new-look Steelers roster?
Yeah, it's interesting. The morning practices are unusual. It's taken a little time to get used to from our standpoint, I think from the players too, and I think from the fans. I mean, there were fans there, but not as much as some first days. And I don't think that means the excitement isn't there. I think part of it might be because of the Pirates, and I think, you know, that time, like before, if it's especially when it was at 2:55, you work a half day, you take the family and go. This is a little bit different, I think. I think people are adjusting to that time. But I know everyone that I – all of my colleagues are going to hate me for saying this. I like camp. I think it's cool. And I think the biggest thing for me, I could tell you exactly what happened on that practice field without having to worry about facing some kind of fine or credential revoke.
Jeff – in true Mark Caballi fashion, when he joined us last hour, he raved about the earlier time because it was not as hot at 10:30 in the morning as it was later on. So he, as always, it never fails. Every single year, the annual weather report from Kaboom on how the temperature was at 10:30 this morning.
Well, he is factually accurate. He is. And I guess it's just that, you know, the change that's so different for so many of us that have gone up there for so many, you know, for multiple years to have it all happen there. I get some of the logic of what they're saying. It's just different and things change. I'm just glad that they're still going out there.
Now, Mark also said it was more of the advice of the strength and conditioning squad than necessarily Mike Tomlin alone making the decision to move practice time during the week to 10:30.
Yeah, and their warm-ups are like, I mean, some of the stretches are still the same, but it looks completely different. I mean, the way they go about their warming up and getting ready, you know, I always remember, like for years, like Ben Roethlisberger, everybody'd be stretching and he'd be throwing the ball with, you know, one of the equipment guys.
Oh yeah, that was always that always got a real kick out of me. Like he the way that he would stretch once he was already a well-established player, that would earn you like a mile around the field if you were a high school player.
Yeah, I don't know if that would happen today. You know, it's regimented, it's new. You know, some of the players wanted new. That's what why they got rid of Marcel. And yes, you're right. The advantage of having the early practice is not only not dealing with the heat, but also I think they worried that they didn't, you know, refuel themselves properly. You know, they would come off of practice and head straight to dinner and maybe they weren't as hungry. And then, okay, now it's 9 o'clock and I want to throw some food back. Well, sadly, that's not the optimum time to eat. If it was, I mean, I would be in the greatest shape ever because I feel like I'm getting home so many times at 9 or 10 o'clock and I'm hungry as hell. And they were trying to get rid of some of that. Plus, you know, what Tomlin described yesterday was, listen, by the time we get into the film room, we don't have time to thoroughly digest the film and be able to provide an accurate account of today's workout by the time they would meet at 7 o'clock. So now they're able to go through it, have a night meeting where they've already broken down practice. I get some of that logic, but I wonder, well, then why is it back to the way it was on the weekends? Like, that's kind of weird.
What's your read so far on Cam Hayward and his current situation?
It's going to happen. I mean, you just had to listen to Omar today. It's going to happen. I don't know how it's – I think the structure of it is what's the delay, but I do think it's going to happen. I think the Steelers would prefer to have an out. Still give him most of his money, but they want an out because, you know, if Cam's dealing with other injuries or he's just not as effective, kind of like we saw Cam Jordan last year, they want an out. Maybe not after the first year, but after the second, if the production isn't there. And I think they're just working through some of this. I do expect that to happen.
Do you have any idea what the figures could be?
I think you'll see a big number up front, which may use some of the cap room they have this year, depending on how things fall out. And then, you know, again, depending on what they can negotiate, I would say in 16 is a really nice number that he's at right now. He's not going to want, you know, something that's less. That I would say something around that number. It's just how are they going to figure that out? You know how these guys are, Donnie. They want to save face a little. Like, he doesn't want to then take 12 in his last 2 years. So it's how they try to figure that out up front, a bunch of money, turn it into some kind of signing bonus and save themselves for cap in the future.
What about Pat Freiermuth? How do you feel about that one getting done?
I tell you what, I mean, there was no doubt today that he was their number two receiver. None.
Mark said the same thing.
Yeah, he got so many passes today. He made one really nice catch off a Kyle Allen throw, a really nice high throw that he was able to come down with, get his feet inbounds. I'm not saying they're trying him out like, okay, let's see when we give him more options how he looks. I think they have a pretty good idea of what Pat Freiermuth is. I don't think he is high end. I think it's double digits, but I think it's probably 10, 11, maybe 12. I don't see it being higher than that because, I mean, Freiermuth, whether it's his fault or not, he just hasn't put up those kind of numbers or shown that kind of burst with the exception of that one game against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about it to start the show tonight. I thought kind of in that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Range of what Cole Kmet, Dalton Schultz, Noah Fant makes. So Fant makes about 10.5 and Kmet makes 12.5. I thought somewhere in that range, maybe 10.
I think that's a good call.
10 to 13.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. And, you know, Freiermuth has such a poker face, and that he's learned to just say, I let my agent handle that stuff. You know, again, no player wants to be embarrassed with an offer, but I don't see him as one that's going to fight over $500,000 or someone that has to get paid in the neighborhood of the elite tight ends. That being said, I can almost guarantee he wants something in double figures a year.
Jeff, what do you think the solution will be at nickel corner with the suspension of Cam Sutton? And, I mean, are we going to be looking at an undrafted rookie starting week one, Beanie Bishop?
I think you're going to see tweets over the next few days where maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 different guys are playing the slot. I think it's an audition right now. I mean, we saw Elliott play it a little bit. In fact, right off the gun, it was Elliott was the first one who got those reps. Then Bishop got a quick early rep with some of the big guys and went back. I mean, I think they're just going to try. I would love to say that how do I find a way to get Corey Trice on the field? But I mean, he hadn't played. He played a little bit in camp, and they've worked him exclusively on the outside during OTAs and minicamp. So how do you then throw him as he's still trying to figure things out? He went through a whole offseason so far playing the outside. How do you work him inside? I don't see that. You know, they've got a couple of veteran guys that they've won from the Texans that they brought over, has played some games. Unless something has happened very recently, everybody says Patrick Peterson. I do think that is an option. I didn't think Chandon Sullivan played horrible. I mean, maybe they kind of see what they've got now, and Sullivan could be a fix until they, you know, maybe even only for 8 games. But I think, you know, he can fit right in. He knows the guys, and I think that would be an option.
Talking to Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7thefan.com here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, was the biggest overreaction to day one the viral video of Justin Fields hitting Van Jefferson for the long score?
That or someone, you know, tweeted out one of him bouncing a pass to George Pickens. Inconsistent. I mean, he even said it, you know, when we asked him about how he thought he did, it was all right. And I think he used that word like 3 or 4 times. That was a great pass. First day at camp, I'm not going to get too excited about it. I will say this. He looked comfortable as the one. I know he's been a starter before, but he's around new guys. He's with the new coordinator. There wasn't any pre-snap. There wasn't any not getting, you know, the calls in. There was nothing offensively that led you to believe, like, man, this guy doesn't have a feel for his teammates. And they like him. He is genuinely liked by the group. He's quickly been able to kind of joke around, and that's just going to build even more here over the next couple of weeks. It's so tantalizing. I can imagine what Bears fans feel because you see some things and it's like, oh man, look at this guy. And then you see some things, it's like, oh, I want to see it more when it's live. When there's and it's never live on the quarterback. Let me rephrase.
Right.
When it's full pads, and he's got to make some quicker decisions, because I think that's something that's hurt him in his career. It probably at Ohio State he had time, and guys were going to get open, and he threw some great passes. But he had time, and I think that hurt him with Chicago. And here's the rub. Okay, do you allow him to extend a play because his feet are so good, or do you need him to make quicker decisions? I think that's something that Arthur Smith is working with Justin Fields on and probably will be however long he's with the Steelers.
Jeff, you mentioned George Pickens there. Anything with that spat that he allegedly had with wide receiver coach Zach Azzani?
And I'll be honest, I missed it. I was over in another part of the practice, but Ray was telling me about it, Fittipaldo. And I'm not surprised. Azzani has been vocal. He reminds me of a college coach in that he's been no nonsense, and you know he wants every drill to be perfect. As much as you would say, well, George just has to fall in line, it's not the way it works. Like, there's going to have to be something, something give, a conversation happen there. And Azani's got to make sure that Tomlin's got his back. You know, those are some of the things I think that Najee Harris was alluding to in some of the in-house rules. Like, if guys have different rules, I think you can have it slightly different for guys that are star players because, you know, even the best coaches, there were maybe except for Belichick, even the really good coaches had different rules for different guys or treated different guys different ways. And while you want to allow George a little freedom, I don't mind that, especially early in camp, that let's test this guy. Let's see how hard I can work him, and then we can work out things here over the next few weeks.
Should people be concerned with Dan Moore Jr. yet again being with the ones or Nate Herbig with the first team? I do know that it's just typical Steelers that they're not going to have a rookie out there with the first team, but I'm just hoping that once we get closer to the year, it's still not that case.
Well, I think they should read into typical Steelers right now. Let's see what happens as you get close and after the first preseason game, because they'll do things in practice that you won't truly get a read on what happens when those guys get in games and what they do against other guys. Now, Faltano might take a little time. It took Broderick Jones a little time to kind of get ready for the NFL level. Not they could have thrown him out there, but I think they made the right call on Jones last year to give him a little bit more time. Let's see how Faltano works. I think the really interesting piece of this is, unlike Chooks, for instance, Dan Moore is in a swing. And I don't think they could trust him on the right side. So how do you work that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is Broderick a swing? And I don't think that. You know, those two guys are going to be your starting tackles. But if you replace Moore, does he dress? Like, that? It's kind of complicated. I think Moore is going to continue to get first team reps, and as Faltano gets more experience, I don't think they're afraid to start him. But I think you're going to see more of Dan Moore and more of people probably freaking out.
Jeff, are you aware that our guy Joel Nelson has already been to 40 of the 50 United States state capitals?
No, that's amazing.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier because he was on vacation, last week or 2 weeks ago. And he said, yeah, my family and I, we like to go and visit different state capitals when we get the chance to. And I asked him, just thinking, oh, you know, maybe they've knocked out like 20 or maybe half. They're already 80% of the way there.
Wow. Has he done the Honolulu, Juneau, the far ones?
Not yet, Jeff. Those might end up being the last ones, but
okay.
Hope to get them done at some point.
That's pretty awesome. And by the way, Donnie, I want to mention, because he's taken some grief and the trade was so negatively received, Dante Jackson was good today. Day one opportunity, but he made a play on a fade that Fields threw this perfect pass to Pickens, and Pickens was starting to come down with it, and Jackson punched that ball out perfectly. I mean, he was all over him, but there was no foul, there was no penalty. He was right with him. There was another play where he had a pass breakup against George. I thought, for one practice, if there's one guy you want to look at that might have surprised you, Dante Jackson look good. We'll see how the rest of it plays out, but good for him, man. He had a good first day.
Yeah, that's positive to hear, because I know that in that clip that has gone viral, he slipped on the play, and that's why it was such an easy connection between Fields and Van Jefferson. Jackson is somebody I've been skeptical of all offseason, because I thought the Steelers made a hole and didn't really fill a hole at the same time with that trade of Johnson for Jackson.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's not like they had a number two receiver waiting and you traded from surplus. Almost like, you know, to cross-pollinate here, like if you traded one of the Pirates starters, obviously not Skeens or Keller, but let's say you trade Ortiz, you've got other starters you feel like that can step in and pitch at the major league level. They didn't have a guy like that it seems like they're just throwing bodies at it, and I still think that's a concern for this team.
Jeff Hathorn, check his stuff out, sports director, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, anything big on the site after day one of camp?
No, I think, you know, some of the stuff about, you know, what Russell Wilson not practicing today, what Justin Fields said about his opportunity, and also what Cam Hayward said about his contract, that's all up there. In the morning, we'll have a little rundown on what the general manager said beyond what he said about Cam's contract. So, and there's just so much going on. It's trying to, which ones do you try to fit in? Because what's so cool is the Pirates matter too. So this is awesome.
Jeff, have fun out there. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
Thanks, Donnie.
There we go. One of the great guys in the business, Jeff Hathorn from 93.7thefan.com. Joel, we're going to do a Starkey special here. We're just going to make this a two-segment hour, brother. And when we come back, you will hear, if you have not heard it yet today, Omar Khan talked to the Steelers media following the first practice at training camp in 2024. We will get to that coming up next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also coming up, we're going to go into a little bit of Pitt football talk in that 9 o'clock hour. Pat Narduzzi, yet again, talking about Penn State earlier this week at ACC Media Day. And maybe, just maybe, we have a Pitt football win-loss game in our future. And it's been nearly a month since Joel and I worked together. We have Joel's pick coming up in the 10 o'clock hour before we finish things up tonight. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Mostly clear overnight, low of 59. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.